This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Volkswagen plans to launch 70 models of electric vehicles in the next 9 years, and other manufacturers are working to move electrics from boutique to mainstream, Sue Carpenter reports.
The Porsche Taycan, Ford Mustang Mach-E, Tesla's Cybertruck. Many automakers are pushing EVs into new market categories, hoping to mainstream emissions-free driving.
The future is electric. There's no doubt about that.
Klaus Selmer is president of Porsche Cars North America. The German automaker is bringing its very first all-electric sports car to market before the end of the year. With a starting price of $153,000, that boasts an acceleration of 0 to 60 miles per hour in just 3 seconds.
We need to deliver the right products that convince people that they are also ready for the EV future.
It's a work in progress. 9 years after the Nissan Leaf and Chevy Volt ushered in a new era of plug-in personal transportation, EV sales are still anemic. Kelley Blue Book predicts that only 1.5% of the 17 million passenger cars sold in the U.S. this year will be electric. Even by 2025, it projects that just 5% of new car sales will have plugs.
We're not going to see one model hit and it's going to change the whole EV market.
Carl Brower is executive publisher of Kelley Blue Book.
We're going to see this long, over time, chipping away of the resistance that various consumers have about EVs.
Price is one factor preventing drivers from buying in. Most battery electrics cost twice as much as the average gas-powered car. Brower says new technology is usually introduced at the auto industry's high end, where customers are more able to absorb the additional cost. For now, some of the big car makers are marketing the idea that electric vehicles are no longer a novelty.
Electric cars. Yeah, they're totally normal now, too.
This online video is produced by Electrify America, funded by Volkswagen. Spencer Reeder is with Audi of America, which will sell its new electric Sportback SUV next year.
Probably the most significant barrier right now is a lack of awareness that is persisting.
Other luxury car makers are also bringing new EVs to market in 2020. The question is whether consumers will buy them. In Los Angeles, I'm Sue Carpenter for Marketplace.